Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body-mind-spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everybody. Another wonderful day in the neighborhood. So happy springtime if that's where you are. Happy fall if that's where you are.
Yes. Yes, we have a great show for you today. We're talking about how we each experience consciousness.
Oh, yeah. And Joan and I get kind of spoiled because we kind of track that a lot.
And we live in consciousness.
We live in consciousness. And so we're realizing for a lot of our listeners that maybe that's not what you consider yourself doing all the time, how to hold that awareness. And so we thought we'd share, and if we get some callers today, we'll join in with them, but we'll do our regular dropping into heart space and just really examining and noticing how we each feel in that space.
Right. So we have put it out there on Facebook and Twitter, and if you happen to be randomly listening, call into the show. We're taking live calls, and you can call us at 888-627-6008 to connect with us directly, and you can ask us your questions and any issues you'd like to have transformed, and we will drop into consciousness and help you make that transformation.
And I think that's a really good word to use, Joan, right, is that we're transforming these issues.
Yes.
So we're not saying how it has to be, but we're allowing the dynamics at play to just, well, if we could put potential in it, if we could put non-attachment in it, if we could add grace to it, what can happen? And so we're not dictating those results. We're not dictating when it has to happen. But we do have to learn how to have a way to notice that something's different. And so we're going to get into that, too, for people.
Yeah. We're not trying to change, fix, or manipulate it. And no. And actually, what I find is not even really paying too much attention to the actual story of it. Mm-hmm. But approaching it with this kind of beginner's mind or a sense of wonder and awareness, and it just tends to automatically transform, and it comes out bigger and better than you can imagine. So,
well, and that's the truth of it, because most of us are in our limited belief systems, and we have our conditions, which are our story, and those are the limits, and we're always expecting different results. But the conditions never change. And so this work is really about being aware of how I've set a condition up and what it would be like if that wasn't present. And in this reality, where that can be different. And so it's a whole different way of engaging what we participate in all the time from an unconscious place.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about as well is just how we each experience consciousness, because we all have really different, mm-hmm. we have different ways that we sense the world, you mm-hmm. know, and you know, you and I match really well because we're empaths, so we have mm-hmm. a feeling approach to the world, and mm-hmm. I know for myself, I'll tend to fall into, you know, feeling language about it, but mm-hmm. you know, my husband's visual, and so. For him, a picture's worth a thousand words. If you ask him to put it into words, he gets tongue-tied.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but if you use it with, so he senses the world visually, you know, which is hard for us to understand because, what do you mean, you don't feel it? Well, it impacts you differently. So we all have like a not only a different language to explain things, but also how we physically experience it too.
And so we are sensory beings. So we're going to hear something, feel something, see something, know something. And then these are these clairaudient abilities that we're talking about, or
clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairascension, kinesthetically.
So if you're coming from a metaphysical tradition, those are the words that one would use. If you're coming from a place of consciousness technology, it's, information's just showing up and I'm not attached to it. And that's why we like that, because we can just register in some way, and that's where the feeling part pretty much comes in. But you may hear it, the change, and we all experience information differently. So, and it's pretty much the way we allow ourselves to experience information. And I know when I'm leading groups of students that are doing consciousness technology stuff, our experience becomes huge. You know, okay, we're used to feeling it. Well, with this person and who hears it, all of a sudden now we're seeing it, and your monitoring ability just starts to open up in that state of what we would call rapport. So,
yeah, some people smell things.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
That's how they register it. You know, like, right? Like the scent or the aroma is the first thing that they'd notice.
I've got some clients, you know, that they twitch.
Right? yes, right. So they're experiencing inside.
Or I never used to twitch, and now I twitch.
Yeah.
So we want to invite any of our listeners here to appreciate how your system works, and so that when you're getting these signals, that you start to develop that awareness so that, you know, the symptom is a signal, right?
Right.
In one way. And you don't let it get to be the symptom. Let it just be, oh, well, if I could pay attention and my body and mind were working with me here and it was user-friendly state, what might that be like is a state to shift into. And then also, well, how would I experience that is really important. And because one thing we do want to be aware of is, what comes up is our sense of control, our sense of chaos and change. And those become very powerful words for people.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to someone just this morning, and we suddenly realized that the issue they were working with was bigger than just, you know, her husband and her son, because, you know, she was wondering why she felt so controlling when her husband was actually really good at handling things. And it came, you know, from her childhood where, you know, she had to mother her siblings. And so that, you know, she learned about control early on as a survival mechanism, because, you know, if the adult is, you know, off drunk in the other room or whatever, her circumstance is slightly different. But still, it's like, you know, the world is not safe, and you have to control every aspect of it. But if you can think back before any of those experiences or memories that I've now triggered in you, I'm sorry, audience, call in and we'll help transform it. Call us at 888-627-6008 and we'll help you transform it. But if you also step back to the earlier experience of when, you know, you first popped into this chubby, adorable, you know, baby body and experienced the world with wonder, you know, and amusement, and, you know, babies are, you know, they're tasting everything. They'll put shoes in their mouths. You know, it's like they're just using that sensory experience to experience the world. And that's kind of what we're talking about. And how do you experience consciousness? How do you register consciousness? So, you know, Jana was talking about twitching. You know, if we do energy transformation on people, you know, a clue that they might feel, and it might show up like a day or so later, is they might feel this kind of inner woo, sort of a little sense of moving back and forth. But for somebody else, they might suddenly experience in the world with greater clarity, like the lights have turned on. So we're about to go to a commercial break here, and we just want to let you stay tuned, because we're going to continue talking about how we experience consciousness in a state of grace and talk to any of you.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and we're here with Janet, and we're talking about how we experience consciousness.
It's good stuff. I like consciousness. I like that kind of conversation because it gets out of the old framework of God and spirituality and religion, which has got this huge morphic field. And you've heard us mention morphic fields before, which are these big, powerful generator thought generators they hold of collective thought and what happens in that. And we've got a lot of discord in that arena. And so if we open up the conversation and relabel it to consciousness and how you experience it, it just puts it in a whole different context and allows for more wiggle room, more possibilities, frees us up. So how do we experience consciousness, Joan? What do you notice about it?
Well, you know, I think I described a couple things before the break. You know, I will experience it sometimes by having greater clarity, like suddenly there's like a brighter wattage bulb, you know, everything, the colors are brighter. It's like every molecule and atom is brighter in the world. But I will also experience this kind of internal sense of this sort of whoa feeling, like a little bit of being off balance, but it's just a lovely sort of floating feeling from inside. And that doesn't mean that I'm not grounded, but it means that I'm experiencing things on a more expanded level. So, you know, we're talking about how we experience consciousness, and it's how you may be experiencing your consciousness, this greater experience of consciousness in your own body, in your daily life, whether or not you're having a session with us. But you might actually be experiencing this just because this is collectively happening around the world, is this higher frequency is going on.
I'm just sitting here experiencing consciousness.
why don't we drop into heart space? So lead everybody into dropping into heart space, and they can experience consciousness in the comfort of their own home.
There we go. Okay, or wherever they might be. All right, everyone. So let's just see what today's flavors will be. We've had some great guests on the show in the last month or so, and that field resonance is building for us. So, and this is what we like, is that it is calm, there is stillness, there is the quiet, and I've had people write and say, it's too calm and too still, and we have to laugh because that's what we're after. In that, so much awareness can show up beyond what you think it is. And so, all right, everybody, so put aside whatever it is that you think you're dealing with right now, and just invite awareness in. So whatever you're doing, just invite, drop in. So we can do the physicality of the heart and what that is, gives us a place to resonate. We can go through the emotional terrain there and notice that, and that's one field, concentric circle moving around there. And notice all the flavors. And if you're upset today, and if you're not upset, and if you're in a state of rest, and everything's colored like the water of the ocean, and the sun is bright, and the flowers are smell really sweet, just allow that to be real, because it is real. All right, those are you set up how you want to experience life. And if in developing this sense of well-being, you have to hold that there is a sense of well-being. And our emotional terrain holds the secret of how we experience a sense of well-being. So it's not just about being happy. That's outcome of well-being. Well-being is that basis that we move from, that is our baseline, and everything goes up and down and all around, and there is always a sense of well-being. So see how you experience that in this emotional space, which is inviting the next concentric circle. And that is the core, the essence of all. And that's unified field. So together, it's our experience within the field of the collective. So just notice that simple integration. There's a smoothness to that today, which is really nice. And just allow that field effect to start to bring beyond your awareness of your physical beingness. Let it go out beyond you. Let it go out to start to ripple to the people that are next to you, the people that are at your house, your cat, your dog, whomever. Just allow it to just ripple out. There you go. And now you're experiencing with awareness some sense of consciousness. This is going to be different for everybody, and we celebrate that. So just notice, it's not what you think things are. It's just like clouds. You know, when you meditate, you know, and you just let the thoughts come up and go, it's pretty much that kind of thing. But every cloud is something, and you don't have to be attached to it. Just allow it up. Just notice your butt. Notice whatever you notice, and just let it be okay. See, this is the sense of well-being. Okay, Joan, I think we're there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm just sitting here with my virtual pina colada and sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, is there anything really to virtual?
Right. Is there anything really to talk about? I mean, because we're just experiencing it.
Well, that's it. There's just life. So in this place, you know, you can just look around you and what it would be like to just notice and not be attached. So, you know, you can see yourself on the beach and you can see the dog in the water and swimming towards something and or whatever. So maybe you hear something. Notice that. Or maybe you see the dog. Maybe you feel the wind. Maybe you notice that, oh, I didn't know that. I knew that. It really doesn't have to make sense, because then you're running it through that left brain. It just is information. So what is it you'd like to do in this state? This is the state of potential and possibilities. And it's that simple, allowing yourself to experience information. Now, there's going to be maybe because I don't know who's exactly listening, that you don't feel anything. And that's okay. If you could feel, though, what would that be like? If you could hear something, what would that be like? And so don't allow yourself to cut short your experience, because really it's about the so what. So what if you don't feel it? Doesn't mean it's not real. You can't see the wind. You can only see the effect of the wind. You can feel the wind. So we know air is moving. So we have to get past the trap that we have of how we organize information.
So what you're talking about is that we have expectations and assumptions about mm-hmm. how it should be. And like, you know, people go into meditation and they expect to hear words, you know, and instead they get feelings and impressions. Mm-hmm. So it's like having a broader, be open to a broader interpretation or a bigger experience of what consciousness is and mm-hmm. How it registers for you. You might find that you've been connected as consciousness all along and you just never defined it as such. Or you might remember, oh gosh, you know, this is how I felt every day until I went to school for the first time, you know. Mm-hmm. But you had just, you know, your assumptions or preconceived notions had been in the way. So open up and just notice what it's like for you right now, and how are you registering it, and how are you sensing it right now?
And then you can get, there's a lot of bad press out there, right? It's like, because my thought when you said that was like, oh, and we invite you to, what if you could feel like Joan and I do about energy? And then the next thought is, oh, I don't want to feel all that.
Right, yes, exactly, no.
It's please, like, how is this
don't helpful? Walk a mile in my shoes, honestly.
Yeah, right. And it's like, yeah, I got enough on my plate. And yes, so it doesn't have to be this negative experience that a lot of people take or approach, because we have a personal stake in outcome at that point. And what we want to share with you is that we have no stake in this outcome. It's pretty raw, I guess, or well cooked. I don't know what it is that stake is. It's just allowing it to be there. And if you can be neutral, and we're going to use that word neutral and not attached to outcomes, which this is a skill set you have to develop for yourself, because each of us are in our own lives and we want different outcomes and we know where our problems are. I mean, everybody's that way. But in the conditions that set it up in our stories and our myth that we all embody, there's no other way for this to be different. So it becomes a sense of, well, we co-create. So if I can get out of my own relationship that I have with how I'm experiencing myself, what would that be like? And that's why we heartily recommend working with other people who have this approach, because we're not attached. And it's really not so much about the story, because we don't even necessarily want to give that any energy, because then it just gives that all that focus to those emotions and to that thinking, and it just really tags it, and then there you are and you're stuck. So we're going to just pull back anything that you can feel right in this moment that you're kind of really connected to. What would it be like? You could just breathe and just back off. And you might really have to say, okay, just a minute here. This is a little too much, because it's really taking a lot of energy. And for those of you who don't sleep, you probably have issues with being unconscious and conscious control mechanisms firing.
That's not necessarily true. I'll tell you why, because I don't sleep, but I don't sleep because I'm tuned into things going on in other time zones.
Exactly. But for those who don't do this work in a conscious way, and their bodies maybe do need their sleep, right? Well, I have a lot of clients who, you know, their control mechanism is such, you know, I got to be on task and I got to get this done. And that doesn't allow them to have flexibility in that monitoring there. And we're all looking for softness. We're looking for things to not be stuck hard, rigid, which is if you do something like matrix energetic, which is the language that they're going to use in consciousness technologies. It's just, what does it feel like in there? Are you comfortable?
Well, so, yeah, you know, are you comfortable? And, you know, if you can't sleep and you want to sleep, there might be issues about leaving your body, you know, leaving your body. There might, how do you create a safe space for you so that you can leave your body and do other things in consciousness? But there's some people who just are at a naturally high vibration, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, being okay at 4 hours a night, 6 hours a night, something like that. So we each have, this is all about experiencing, you know, experiencing consciousness. We had, last week's show, we had Lola Jones on, which was, she created Divine Openings. And that's a very high vibration to run at. And you don't need as much sleep when you're experiencing life at that high vibration. And I loved the thing she described. She told a story towards the end there, which was really about training a horse. But it was like you just have a foundation and you do the method and then the issues fade away. So, you know, when you are just experiencing life as consciousness, without any agenda, without any need to change, fix, manipulate things, the issues do fade away. They stop becoming issues. In that sense of non-resistance, you know, things just drop away. So,
Well, and Jordan, you mentioned that was a higher vibration. Now, can you describe how you know that, where that awareness is coming from? A physical experience or?
Yes, actually, how I am experiencing it, I have multiple ways of experiencing energy in my body, and when I'm experiencing it the way that our guest last week was talking about it with Divine Openings, I feel lighter. It's almost like, you know, standing in a shower or standing by a waterfall and what that ionized air feels like, you know, as opposed to my old techniques for coming into body were like, you know, Newtonian physics. And so gravity would increase, but also that sense of your body's density would increase. And then you feel heavy with it. And can kind of feel like the burdens of the world on your shoulders. So that's the opposite of having that high flow, that high vibration in your space, is feeling, feeling like you're in a deep sea diver suit or something. Now, when I use consciousness technology instead of the energy flow, there's a sense of expansiveness and weightlessness, and it's remarkably instantaneous and pain free, which I just love. So, you know, in reality, it's a little bit like going from from the old cartoons to CGI in terms of of how reality feels to you, but I keep wanting to emphasize that it's not necessarily ungrounded. I mean, you know, you and I'll go to a seminar or something, see people fall over, and you go, "Oh my God, they must be ungrounded." It's not necessarily ungrounded because it's just experiencing the world and experiencing life in a greater sense of consciousness. I'm stumbling over the words. How is it for you?
Well, I think the stumbling over the words is so articulate, because in the sense that this is stuff you can't describe. We try, but we are limited by how we connect the words. We are limited by that where this information is in us. This is so right brain, the experience, the field of the heart and the right brain, which are global and big picture stuff. Labeling and language are left brain, where we're describing, and that's knowledge. And it's the difference for me between knowing, which is, I don't know how I know it, I just know it, and knowledge, which is something that's been constructed and we're following the dots. And that's what modalities and systems are. Those are constructed things. Somebody describes something and now we take it for truth and now we follow along and all of a sudden, whatever it is, we have something and it's real and hard and that's what it is. You know, you hear the old term about if you can describe God or explain it, you're in trouble already. And that's kind of the same energy to it. So you just probably know it from a place that has no connection to anything in this hard reality. You just know it. It's like whether you're having a voila moment, you know, or enlightenment moment, you just know it. That's the answer. So how I experience information is in many different ways. I'm a very sensory creature and I'm right brain dominant. So, you know, those can work for you or against you in how you appreciate how you experience information. So my often I have no relationship to what I think, and which is if I'm thinking, that's Janet, and as opposed to what I'm noticing, which for me takes on the field of the heart, the unified consciousness, and me experiencing it and navigating a little different. I want to think from my heart space, and the only thinking is, oh, that's interesting. What does that connect to? And I'm tracking people's stories and bits and pieces. I get lots of visuals. I hear stuff, you know, it's a full show in here. Okay. So as my comfort with that is, it's just like, oh, all right. I feel like the newborn who's just like, okay, there's just information out there and I don't have any opinion about it. And so to describe how it feels, it can be very physical because I am a physical energetic empath. So I feel it physically, but then I'm also an emotional energy empath. And I'm also, you know, so all these different ways we experience information is physical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, and spiritual. Those are the parameters of human and how you can interpret be impressed in noticing information. And information, once again, is just, there's nothing, you know, because we realize that this is how illusionary all our experience is. And so I may notice something in my finger, for instance, when I'm having, whether I'm in session or in my own life, and I go, huh, isn't that interesting? Did I do anything physical? No, there's no reason I'm having a physical experience in my finger. So is it an emotional experience? Is it a mental experience? Is it a psychological, which is where you think and feel and interpreting, and that's fears and phobias? Is it a psychic experience? Is it a spiritual experience? Those are all the different ways that I can be having a physical sensation. And so I get to look at most people, I would say, if they have a feeling in their finger, and you notice I didn't say pain, I just said a feeling, I caught myself, a feeling in their finger, they decide, oh, that's painful, or oh, that's weird, or oh, so they're into a judgment, a distinction about what they're experiencing. And then they're going, well, I must have jammed it. And so we find a reason for it to be a physical, forgetting that it is just a reference, a point of reference. We are a whole matrix. We are the whole form. And that's some place that our field is showing up as information. And that's what gets it exciting, right? Yeah. So does that explain it? I don't know.
Yeah, well, yes. It for you, it's a full meal deal.
Yep.
And the thing is, you know, y'all out there, you know, it's a full meal deal for you as well. And, you know, you may not be practitioners. You may not have spent, you know, most of your adult life learning and training and doing energy work. And you are, you know, you are equally as capable and aware within your space. And maybe it's just a matter of not having the language to describe what's going on within you. You know, back when, you know, 2012, December 21st, 2012, and ooh, you know, the world's going to transform and disaster movies and all that stuff. And the thing I was saying at the time when that was coming is I felt like we would all reach this peak of awareness and transformation and that we'd all become instantaneously empathic and things like that. And now we're going, well, if you take a look at Congress, it doesn't seem like that's happened. But I do know for myself, my empathy, my ability to be empathic, and my telepathy has gone through the roof since then. And mm-hmm. even though I've had a lifetime of experience prior to that, I wasn't prepared for the amount of sensitivity that I'm having now. But I'm also relieved because I can now define it when I'm experiencing somebody else's emotional reality. You know, it's not just me anymore. It's like, oh, no, this really is my little brother having problems with his PhD, you know,
right,
in Long Island.
Well, I think and this would be maybe where I would challenge, I don't know, my sense of what you just said mm-hmm. is that did happen. Now, the challenge with having change and having transformation is if you don't have a way to notice it. And so what if everybody did become more psychic, more empathic, more telepathic, whatever it is, but they don't have a way to credit it because that's not their norm. And this is the big challenge for people, is having a reference of when something different shows up. Because we are so entrained in our habits to not notice. And that brain and that sense of mind, I guess it's the mind, which all opportunities are showing up all the time, but it discredits it because it's not expected. And they've done this. They do lots of that's what's so great about all these brain game shows and everything. The one show that I just loved was, you know, Penn and Teller were doing the ball under the cups. I refer to this a lot. So the ball's under the cups and everybody's sleight of hand, right? Trying to track where the ball is. And 98% of the people cannot guess where the ball is. And the tricky part was the cups were clear. People could not track it when they could see it. And this is so indicative of the way the brain works. Our expectations are running amok. And so you couldn't believe, how many times do you hear someone say, I saw it, but I don't believe it. And exactly in that moment, that's what we call collapsing that wave function. Changes happen and you go, nope, not going to accept it. And there it goes. And so it is the seventh automobile accident when you come to see me. And I'm like, you didn't notice it the first six times? You know? And this happens all the time. All the time. And even smart people get caught in this because it's what they expect to see shows up. So I really anymore am just pretty open to seeing what shows up. But I hear it in myself too. You know, I have my issues. And it's like, oh, Janet, okay, you're still stuck in that thinking about this way. Is there a place where we could change that pattern? And so I do notice things differently. And then some things stay the same.
Well, you know, it's when you're not judging yourself and you are in the moment, it's, you know, life becomes this adventure and density and effort. It becomes this exciting and fun, you know, going back to the 4-month-old or the toddler experience we talked about earlier in the show today. It's like, just imagine how a toddler goes through life, you know, and they're not tracking time, you know, so they're really in the present moment. And, you know, they're laughing and playing and being right in the moment. And what's great about that is if they fall over, you know, there's that millisecond where are they going to cry or are they just going to get up and keep walking? Well, it depends on it depends on who's watching, you know. And so we in our bodies have that experience as well, you know, and we have the choice to, you know, go into the experience and roll on the floor kicking and screaming, or we could just, you know, pat ourselves on the butt and get up and go for an ice cream. So life has not really changed that much from being 2 years old.
Well, and I think that, yeah, that is totally still within us, that moment of where we just take information in and we haven't decided yet what to do about it. And which you so beautifully describe as that child doing that. And anyone who watches with awareness can see that dynamic playing out with the people around her and how they respond. And the place where you allow the child to learn and don't invest a lot of emotion in it, because the child is sensing all that emotion that around her, and that just starts to incorporate. And if the child's needs aren't getting met, then it's going to start to show up in certain behaviors and choices that she is consciously, unconsciously starting to make. And we all have that in us. At any moment, we can go back to this. And that's what this heart space is about. That's why it kind of feels kind of unusual to people, or it feels kind of relaxing, or it feels kind of heavy, or there's all kinds of feelings that our listeners might be experiencing in this moment. And because it's how... What was the environment when there was no choice, when it was just about experiencing information and energies and what energy is? And energy is something that's already got a label on it. Potential is where it's a no thing. It's not yet decided. The decision gets made, and then we tag it as energy of some sort. And there are forces at play, definitely, in the world. And there's a lot of energies that we don't have awareness of that are affecting us. And it's our ability to go back to the place before it was the energy that we were experiencing, and making a different choice in the reality that we're in. And that's what this space is all about, everybody. This space is full of potential. This is in being present and being authentic. And if everything was new today for the rest of the day, and that seems kind of outrageous, what if everything in the next 10 minutes was new? You had no memory of it. And, you know, because we can play that game, we want to remember, you don't want to remember kind of thing. But in that it was a new experience. It was an opportunity to react in a new way. Well, maybe feel your attachment to having it be the way it was, because it's easier. I don't have to think about it. Now, you want me to make another choice? Because today is full of so many choices that we automatically make in that assumption that life is a certain way for us. And we're inviting you to stop that and just in this moment notice that there could be the silence and calmness and stillness, and something different could show up. And what if it was encoded in the way you interpreted it was as useful, fun, perhaps silly, heartwarming, added to your sense of well-being, whatever it is?
So I'm going to invite everyone to hold that space and hold those inquiries that Janet just gave us, because we're about to go to another commercial break. And so hang in there, notice what you notice, and we'll be back in just 60 seconds.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm Joan Newcomb here with Janet Barrett, and we are experts in consciousness technology.
Oh, as soon as you put yourself as an expert, boy, then you get into
It's leading edge creators. I could not remember the word. Leading edge creators was the word I was trying to come up with.
Well, we're conscious in a certain way, and we're creating from that spot. So, everyone, it's probably time to come back out of being in heart space and having a conscious conversation with yourself. Those are good things to have. So let's see. Maybe we better notice that. So what does that feel like? There is some constriction in heart area I'm tracking, Joan. And I think everybody, just you got to breathe, okay? When you start to put focus attention in that dimension, you can feel it sometimes how you've been a little constricted. So we're really been working with being comfortable with being open to influences and your own self-awareness as consciousness. So it might be expected to have some little bit of achies in there. So just notice that. It's just information. Nothing to be concerned about. You're not having heart attacks. Blah, 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 blah. Do you hear the story? Do you hear the myth? Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Let it go. That's not what's going on here at all. But your body is telling you that on some level, it's been a little tight. So we thank the body for sharing that with us. All information is useful or it's not. Okay, because we can think our way, you know, if you're a mental case, you're a mental case. And a lot of that thought's not helpful. So we want to just be able to notice, oh, that's another thought. I need that part of it. Let the rest of it go. So just bring your awareness back out from all there, back in. Notice that emotional terrain now. Looks a little calmer, a little in the pink. I have this beautiful pink dogwood outside my window I'm looking at. And just notice that. And notice your heart. Feel the heartbeat now. Feel it in the muscle, the pericardium there. It's the most precious thing you got going, everybody. We allow that to be the symbol of how we connect to all of us. There you go. And just in that breath, in that beat, you're okay. There can be a sense of well-being. And then just bring your awareness up. And as you go about today, that awareness is there in either you're aware of it or not aware of it, but it's always there. So we invite you as you experience information as energy and feel consciousness and whatever you think that all is today and the rest of your days, to just be okay. What you got there, Joan?
Well, I'm feeling fine.
Well, we
you know, the thing is that I'm going to echo what you just said I've noticed during the whole show is I'll say something and then you'll come in, you'll say the same thing, but you'll use different words. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the wonderful thing that we bring people or give people in the show is that you and I are we're completely opposite, but, and yet we're both talking about the same thing, experiencing the same thing. We're both in agreement about what's happening in reality. And so, we've come out of heart space and yet we're still retaining that awareness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't just have consciousness when you're meditating. You don't just have consciousness if you're sitting in front of your altar and ringing a bell and lighting a candle or incense or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can be experiencing consciousness while you're commuting to work. You can be experiencing consciousness while you're sitting in, you know, on your kid's PTA meeting, you know, or at a soccer game. So your entire life is consciousness experiencing itself, or you as consciousness experiencing life. And we just invite you to have that greater awareness while you go about your day.
And I think what people will notice or can experience this with other people or with themselves, maybe not so much, or other people experience us in their references, is that this comes across as sincerity. It comes across as a deepening of energy, as much as there's a balance, there's a harmony of references here. It's not just air, space, cadets, higher thought. It is not just this heavy, deep earth vitality, you know, that polarization. This is about the blend of being centered, about being able to feel your liveliness, and about being able to be the philosopher, and how we blend these energies together. And that the next time you are in a social situation, be aware of, are you coming across in a shallow way? Are you coming across as, would you really like to hear about my day? Because you'll notice a lot of people don't really want to hear about your day. And, and we have all these social masks that we wear. And this is, it's lovely to be around a bunch of people that are like, oh, speak your truth. I was at a funeral service this last week. And it's not my religion, but what I so appreciated was the sincerity and the honesty that I saw from those people that were talking about this individual. And my husband and I were just in so resonating and enjoying people showing themselves. There was not this superfluous, oh, this, that, the other thing. These were people that were in their pain, and also from within their pain at this loss, celebrating life. And that's what we would offer anyone here, and what that is about. So you can do both.
You can be celebrating life without pain and loss. Yeah. You don't have to go about like you're at a funeral, but you can have the same sincerity.
Well, but you know, it is about noticing those moments, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just like listening to blah, blah, blah. This was really, we all were there. It was this lovely sense of, and the family was there, and their willingness to speak of their member, their loved one, and everybody supporting, because we all hurt. We all have had loss. We've had whatever. But from this sense of it and willingness to participate and witness, you know, there are some of those religious principles that come in there. It was a lovely time. And I don't think, you know, people would use that terminology you know, it was a great way to honor. So let's see here. What do we have to finish up with?
Well, I want to remind some people. I want to remind all you people how you can get in touch with us. We are on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and join the group there and join the fun. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. You can get historical pictures, hysterical pictures, and pictures of corgis on my newsfeed and the occasional sarcastic comment. And then you can also find out about us on YouTube. Look us up, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on YouTube, and see all these previous shows that we've got. And then my website is joan-newcomb.com. That's N-E-W-C-O-M-B.com for the things that I do outside of the radio show. And Janet, what's your website?
It'll be janetandbeyond.com, all spelled out as one word. And both Joan and I have great offers to
there'll be surprises. Go there and find out there what the offers are.
There you go. And we want to thank everyone for sharing energy with us today, I guess. There we go.
Oh, and our email, Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com, and email us your suggestions for things to talk about.
And notice how you experience in your awareness, your developing awareness today. Just play along and see what shows up for you. And
you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. She's Janet
and
Barrett.
I'm Janet Barrett. Yep.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.